ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो 4th चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द एट्रोसिटीज ऑफ किंग कंसा, टेक्स्ट 8 एंड 9। सो विल रिसाइट टेक्स्ट 9 देन विल गो टू 8। सा तद्धस्ता समुत्पत्या, सा तद्धस्तात् समुत्पत्त्या, सद्यो देवी अम्बरं गता, अदृश्यतानुजा विष्णुः, सायुधाष्ट महाभुजा। सो बिफोर वी रीड ट्रांसलेशन पपुट व्हाट मीनिंग इन पपुट, I would like to recite a prayer which recently I memorized. It's a very beautiful prayer by Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur from Sri Krishna Karnamrita. It's very beautiful. You won't be able to say after me, but please, I'll ask you to repeat after me the translation of this. Kamaniya Kishore Mugdha Murtehe Kalvenu Kavinita Drutanandehe मम वाचि विजृंभताम मुरारे मधुरिम न कणिकापि कापि कापि। दिस इज वेरी फिटिंग टू द डिस्कशन ऑन द 10th कैंटो स्पेशली, बिकॉज इन द 10th कैंटो स्पेशली द 10th कैंटो वी आर ट्राइंग टू ग्लोरीफाई द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड द समम बोनम कृष्णा। बिफोर द 10th कैंटो टिल द 9th कैंटो वी हैव ट्राइड टू ग्लोरीफाई ऑल द अदर इनकार्नेशंस, बट द 10th कैंटो इज मेनली ग्लोरीफाइंग लॉर्ड कृष्णा। And this is very fitting. Recently I memorized this. This says, please recite after me. May my words describe even a little particle of a particle of a particle of the luscious beauty of Murari, of the luscious adolescent beauty of Murari, who is enrapturing my heart and whose moon face is being worshipped by the soft and sweet melodies from his flute. So this is a beautiful prayer worth memorizing, and this was fitting to today's translation also. So today what we are going to study is three parts. First part we'll be studying about what Prabhupada writes is that Krishna was born in two places. So what is impossible for Krishna? Wonderful Krishna, that's what will be the first part. Second part is, in the purport Prabhupada discusses about, is that as soon as Kamsa wanted to kill this girl child, immediately she slipped out of his hands because she is the sister of Krishna. So that brought me to this discussion of the protection of Krishna and the relationship of Krishna, relationship with Krishna. Once we set our relationship with Krishna, how much benefited we are. On two platforms we'll be discussing. One on the so-called material platform. So-called I'm saying because once a devotee sets his relationship with Krishna, then there is nothing material in his life. But it seems, till his body is there, from the external point of view, it seems that it's material protection of his body, of his wealth and other things. And second part, the spiritual enjoyment which Krishna gives to his devotee when that relationship is set up. So this will be the second part. And the third, last part is how to set up the relationship back with Krishna, our lost relationship. So with that in mind, three parts we'll be reading so that we can focus on Prabhupada's translation. So the eighth shloka translation is, having uprooted all relationships with his sister because of intense selfishness, Kamsa, who was sitting on his knees, grasped the newborn child by the legs and tried to dash her against the surface of a stone. Text 9, please repeat the synonyms. Sa, that female child, tadhastat, from the hand of Kamsa, samutpatya, slipped upward, sadhyaha, immediately, devi, the form of a demigoddess, ambaram, into the sky, gata, went, adrushyat, was seen, anuja, the younger sister, Vishnuho, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sa ayudha, with weapons, asht, 8, mahabhuja, with mighty arms. Translation and purport is by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The child, Yogmaya Devi, the younger sister of Lord Vishnu, slipped upward from Kamsa's hands and appeared in the sky as Devi, the goddess Durga, with 8 arms, completely equipped with weapons. Now this is very interesting. In the purport, Prabhupada says, upward. He tried to dash her downward and she slipped upward. That put me into the contemplation of how a devotee rises as soon as he sets his relationship with Krishna. But rises not exactly the way materialists think he rises. He rises in a very transcendental way. Though even materially he rises, but all that is transcendental. Purport, Kamsa tried to dash the child downward against a piece of stone, but since she was Yogmaya, the younger sister of Lord Vishnu, see the reason Prabhupada gives. Since she was Yogmaya, the younger sister of Lord Vishnu, she slipped upward and assumed the form of the goddess Durga. The word Anuja, meaning the younger sister, is significant. When Vishnu or Krishna took birth from Devaki, he must have simultaneously taken birth from Yashoda also. Otherwise, how could Yogmaya have been Anuja, the Lord's younger sister? Srila Prabhupada ki. So, as I said, the first part we'll be discussing on the simultaneous birth of Krishna in two places. So, sometimes we have a tendency in with our material conception of going into too many details. Why, how that Krishna must be different from this Krishna and this and that. So many technical details of memorizing so many technical Sanskrit words and making it a jugglery of words only. One time Prabhupada was giving a class and then, sorry, in a conversation, Prabhupada asked a devotee something. I'm not going into what thing, but something. And this devotee immediately started thinking about what shloka to support, because Prabhupada will be asking for shloka. Prabhupada said, don't worry about shloka. Tell me the translation in your own words. The point which Prabhupada stressed after that was that you should understand the science of Krishna consciousness. You all must be knowing, there was an article in Indian Express in 94, I think, 94, 95, which said most doctors, especially in India and world over, most doctors and engineers, their English is very poor. Their language grasp is not good. Because they don't need it. What they need is a technical language of science. Science language is totally different from the language, from these languages, English, Hindi and all that. So similarly, Krishna consciousness, and we remember the introduction of Bhagavatam, Prabhupada writes, Tad Bhagva Sargo Janta Agavitlavo, that a person who actually who is a seeker of the truth, will not think about the mistakes, the grammatical mistakes which I have committed, Prabhupada says, I may have committed because English is not my mother language or my mother tongue. So this also, going into technical details is not Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is for the glorification of the Lord. And when the person glorifies, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, how can my earthly words describe that feeling broad and soft? Even Devanagari, the Sanskrit language is not actually a spiritual language. It's Devanagari. It's spoken in the Devalok, in Swargalok. It's not spoken in the spiritual world. We don't know what is spoken in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, what Prabhupada says and Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in an essay is that the language of the spiritual world is the language of the heart. Everything is understood by the expression, by eyes, and nothing has to be spoken. As soon as something is spoken, this I am adding from my side, we can see in material love also, as soon as something has to be spoken, that relish of love goes away. That my beloved has to be told, this has to be told to him or her, too much. So the relish of love goes away, and that's why in Bhagavatam we see the gopis and all, they haven't spoken much, little bit only, and that also they have spoken to Uddhava or some other devotee. So here, actually, what I was contemplating was, if Krishna was born in two places, what is the big deal for him? He could have born in three places, Devaki, Yashoda, and through Vasudeva also. Krishna doesn't need to have a mother. Like in the case of Brahmaji, how Brahmaji gave birth to Lord Bor, the transcendental Bor. He came out of his nostril. Brahmaji was thinking, the earth has submerged in the ocean. What can we do? These were exact words. What can we do? We are engaged by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, by His instruction. We are engaged in creation. How can we save earth when she has submerged? And as he was thinking, then he thought, let the Lord help us. Let the Lord give us direction. As soon as he thought like that, with pure surrendered mood, Krishna said, okay, I'll help you. Not just direction. I'll do everything. You just sit and see my pastimes. And Krishna came out of his nostril. Some Bhagavatam doesn't say, some devotees say he sneezed. As soon as he sneezed, Krishna came out. And he came out as a small boar, a tiny boar. What can he do? A little insect, and immediately he became huge and situated in the sky. Similarly with Satyavrata Muni. When he had to save Satyavrata Muni, he came in his palms and he threw back, Satyavrata Muni threw back the fish incarnation into the ocean, and he came back. And then, in a very pitiable voice, the Supreme Lord is saying to his devotee, oh, why are you throwing me? What will I do there? such big aquatics are there, they will eat me up. Please protect me. Out of great concern for the fish, he thought, I can protect him. And he started protecting him. And this is what we will see in the second part, that a devotee, by setting up his relationship with Krishna, he becomes so powerful that he thinks he can give shelter to the shelter of all shelters. And what can this shelter of all shelters do for himself, to protect himself? He becomes that powerful. And that's what is the process given to us by the acharyas, especially by Srila Prabhupada and by Bhagavatam. So this was the first thing. In that, there was a thought, when we hear these pastimes, we should actually understand. Prabhupada was explaining these pastimes. One time he explained, and then he said, you don't know. In his lecture he says, you don't know whom I have asked you to worship. Another time he said, you don't know whom I have given to you to worship. Means I have given Krishna to you to worship, and you don't know. That's why you are neglectful of him. You don't take care of him properly. In Australia, when Prabhupada was leaving Australia after installing the deities, he prayed to the Lord that, oh Lord, please protect yourself. These devotees are too neophyte. They are too new. They cannot protect. They cannot serve you. Please serve yourself. Take care of yourself. And then over a period of time, later on, Prabhupada says, after 1 or 2 years, Prabhupada says that because I prayed to Krishna, Krishna has inspired these devotees to mature up. Now they have become mature to serve Krishna better. So that's why a devotee's life is prayers. The whole life of a devotee is prayers. And that's what we see in Bhagavatam. The whole of Bhagavatam, there is no story actually. If you see Prahlad Maharaj's section, any section you take, the story line is only covered in 1 or 2, 3 shlokas. Then there is either dialogue between two devotees or between the devotee and the Supreme Lord. And mostly there are something like 90 or 91 prayers in Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam is studied with prayers only, nothing else. Because that's the life of a devotee. One time Prabhupada said, how important it is to know when Parikshit Maharaj was born, what did he do? That's why Bhagavatam doesn't cover the details of the lifetime of each king. Because that's not important. Prabhupada said, what is important is what Parikshit Maharaj has taught us to do. And that's what is Bhagavatam. It's prayers. So that's first part. Second part, so first part we covered, Krishna was born in two places. Okay. So wonderful Krishna. That's why we love Krishna, because he is wonderful. Achantya khalu jay bhava na tam starkena yojayet. Jiva Goswami says, the one primary symptom of God is, he is achantya. He is inconceivable. He has inconceivable energies. And we have to love him, or we will fall in love with him only when we understand that he is inconceivable. Supposing we understand a person's activities, his nature, everything, then how it is he is wonderful? Once we understand a person, then he becomes a common person. We are not wonderstruck. So the heart is not blossoming with love for him. But when, because Krishna is so inconceivable that we cannot understand, that's why devotees are only glorifying him. Whatever they understand, little bit by his mercy, they are glorifying him by that. And mostly they are wonderstruck, they are just awestruck like that. Most of the cases, Bhagavatam, you will see, Dhruva Maharaj, when he met Krishna, when Krishna came in front of him, Dhruva Maharaj just bowed down to him. He was awestruck, he couldn't say anything, no words came out of his mouth. He bowed down, and it's described that Dhruva Maharaj took the Lord's lotus feet in his heart, and he was as if kissing the lotus feet. Same thing happened with Prahlad Maharaj. When Narsingdev came, Prahlad Maharaj could not speak anything, he just bowed down. Then Narsingdev put his hand on his head. As soon as the lotus hand was on his head, he started glorifying. by the Lord's mercy. Lord gave him the words to glorify him. So this is actually love. So this is the first part. Second part is how we are benefited materially as well as spiritually. So in material sense, we can see that, as I said before, that the devotees think, I can give shelter to Krishna. One thing you might have noted, might have observed all throughout Bhagavatam, a jiva, very important, please pay attention to this. Maybe I'm wrong. Of course, I'm just repeating. A jiva is always in maya. Whether he is in the liberated condition or he is in the condition, in the conditioned state, he's always in maya. Have you noted that? The only difference is, one is mahamaya, one is yogmaya. But he is in maya. Maya means that which is not. When he is in the conditioned state, his maya is making him forget Krishna. This is the only difference. And yogmaya makes him remember Krishna. But in both cases, the jiva doesn't know who Krishna is. He forgets on a higher stage. He just forgets Krishna, how powerful Krishna is. But in Mahamaya, his forgetfulness is not just about his Krishna's power, but his forgetfulness is of Krishna's existence in Mahamaya. In Yogmaya, the jiva never forgets Krishna's existence. He's always conscious of Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's activities, Krishna's mood. Always. But he forgets that, oh, jiva, Krishna is so great. He always thinks, I have to protect Krishna. And that's what is the, in this section, Devaki's condition is, Devaki wants to protect Krishna, as we heard previously, that Devaki wanted to protect little child. What can he do? He's just a small child in my lap. He cannot protect himself. I have to protect. Same thing with Vasudev. And the same case is with Yashoda Devi. In this 10th canto, Yashoda Mata is described to think always that if I don't feed Krishna, this is interesting. If I don't feed Krishna, Krishna will die. God will die. See, such a big maya. That's why Uddhava was bewildered. When he came to Vrindavan, he went and was trying to console Mother Yashoda. Oh, Yashoda! Oh, my mother! You don't know who your child is. Your child is so big, this, that. And when Yashoda Maya heard this, and Nand Baba heard this, they became angry like fire on Uddhava. Jai Shri Shri Gauranitai Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Bhagwan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Bhagwan Ki Jai. They became angry like anything. They said, get out of here. You don't know who Krishna is? From in childhood, he was asking us to give him to eat. How can he protect? He's not God. And Yashoda Maiya said, I was always praying. You know, Uddhav, why Krishna was protected from so many demons who attacked him? Because I was constantly praying to Vishnu. They had Vishnu deity in their home. I was constantly praying to Vishnu. Oh Vishnu, please protect my child. So the Supreme Lord was merciful on him. The father of Vishnu was protected because of Mother Yashoda's prayer to Vishnu. So this is maya. But this maya gives enjoyment. This maya makes us healthy. This maya makes us loving each other. When all devotees are concentrated on Krishna and not concentrated here and there, then automatically devotees' love amongst devotees becomes enhanced. That should be the center. Sometimes in conditioned state, devotees have tendency of devotee care. I'm not against that. Devotee care department or anything. But devotee care, none of the acharyas made that. Because if we are focused on Krishna, devotee care will be taken care of. Other cares are required when we are not caring for him. In Vrindavan, Prabhupada in conversation says, I have installed Krishna Balaram here. I brought In another word, I brought Krishna Balaram here. Now just feed them. Just take care of them. Make them as the center of your life. And everything will be taken care of. That's actually the truth. So on the material platform, a devotee thinks like that. Similarly, Kunti Maharani says, Kunti Maharani was amazed seeing Yashoda. Achha, there is a difference between Yashoda, according to Brahma Samhita, between Yashoda and Devaki. This is very important. A tattva vichar is there. Brahma Samhita says, Ananda chinmaya ras pratibhavita abhis tabhirya eva nij rupa taya kalabhi. This is the difference. Nij rupa taya. Yashoda maya Ananda Maharaj, the gopis, the gopas, they are not jivas. In one purport, Prabhupada says, they are considered as jivas as well as Krishna. But here it says, nij rupa taya kalabhi. They are exactly Krishna, nij rupa taya kalabhi. And they are just kalas. Like Vishnu is kala of Krishna. Balram is kala of Krishna. They are also kala. For his own pleasure, he has just expanded into them. So there is a difference in discussion. So please note this. But we can never become Yashoda or Devaki or Nand Maharaj, but we can have the mood, that pleasure, but we can never take that position. Especially in Gaudiya Sampradaya, all our Goswamis are Manjaris. We cannot jump over them. We will be the servant of the Manjaris. We will never become Gopi or Gopa. That's a deviation from Parampara if we think like that. Because if I am a bona fide candidate for this parampara, then I will be the servant of the main acharyas of this parampara. And all our acharyas, none of our acharyas are gopis. All our acharyas are manjaris. So we won't jump over them. So with that tattva vichar, Kunti Maharani says, Gopya dade tvai kritaga siddhama tavad yate dashashu kalilanjana sambhramaksham vaktram niniya bhaya bhavanaya sthitasya samam vimohayati bhir apiyad vibheti. She says, oh my lord, you are so bewildering. I'm getting bewildered because you are fear for the fear personified. And this Abalastri, that gopi, Yashoda Devi, she became angry over you because of your naughtiness of breaking the pots of butter. And what she did, because of that, she became angry and she took a stick in her hand, and in the fear of the stick of an Abala, you were so fearful that your head was down, vaktram niniya bhaya bhavana, and like a small child, your head down, your eyes filled with tears, and almost about to urinate. I'm adding this. Like small children, when you make them fearful, they start urinating. Of course, Krishna won't do that. But you are so fearful, and you started trembling in front of Madhur Yashoda. This bewilders me. In one lecture, Prabhupada says, if Kunti Maharani gets bewildered seeing this, how Indra won't get bewildered? Indra got bewildered, seeing how can this small child be God, the creator of the universe? How can he be my God? No, he cannot. And similarly, of course, Brahmaji did not get bewildered, but Brahmaji, there it's clearly written that Brahmaji wanted to see more glories of Krishna. That's why he took his Gwalban. He did not get bewildered like Indra. So, seeing this, even Kunti, the pure devotee of Krishna, got bewildered. This is the power of a relationship with Krishna. Once we are in relationship with Krishna, any relationship out of five, even Shant, even Das, not Shant, Das, from that point on, what we enjoy, material problems become oblivious to us, or we become oblivious to material problems. Actually, material problems become oblivious to us. Why I'm saying this is because in case of Bali Maharaj, Krishna clearly said that the demigods in Sutta Lok, where you will be ruling, the demigods won't even be able to approach. Means material problems won't be able to approach you. That much oblivious they will become of us. They will just leave us alone. Raghunath Das Goswami was writing something, and rain started coming. And rain could not touch his body because Radharani herself protected him. So material problems become oblivious to us. They forget to approach us. They feel he is not here. They cannot see our presence. A gunda may come into the temple. If you are all focused on Krishna, he may not even see us. He'll be so bewildered. He'll do everything, but he won't see us to harm us. He becomes so protected. And Yamaraj says, much bigger than this, he says, Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhava samdrusho bhagavat prapannaha tanopasidata harir gadiyabhiguptan naisham vayam nachavayaha prabhavam dande jassi. This is the extreme amount of protection that we can get. That's why there is no loss in surrendering to Krishna. He says, Te deva parigita pavitra gatha. These devotees are samdrusho, bhagavat prapanna. Those devotees who are completely surrendered to Krishna, they are samdrusho. They see everyone on an equal platform. They don't discriminate between high and low, rich and poor. And that's why their parigit, their glories are sung by the demigods also. Everyone in the universe glorifies them. And that's why, O my servants, he says to Yamdutas, O my servants, don't ever no pasidati harer gadayabhi guptan. Don't ever dare to approach these devotees who are chanting the glories of the Lord, who are offering him obeisances. Don't even ever dare to approach them. Why? Because they are constantly being encircled by gada, by the club of Lord Vishnu. And that's why naisham vayam nacha vayaha. I, Brahmaji, Lord Shiva, we cannot harm them. And forget us. Even the Supreme Lord, as the time factor, Vayaha, even the Supreme Lord as time factor cannot harm them. They are independent of the time factor also. My goodness, what safety we have. Just think about it. How much safe we'll become if we surrender to Krishna. If we become his devotees. We'll be totally safe even from time factor. And that's what we clearly see in Prabhupada's Antalila conversations. Prabhupada was on bed. For last 1 month he had not eaten anything. The Vaidya who came from South India, he saw, he was surprised. He said, I cannot think about it. That this man should be in intense pain. And he's dictating Bhagavatam, and he's even translating, even managing. It's inconceivable. And then he called at the end, at the very fag end, Prabhupada called Tamalkash Maharaj, Kitnan Maharaj. He said, Krishna has given me, he was relaxing like that, lying down. Krishna has given me freedom. I can stay on or I can return. You think about it. You go outside my room. Discuss amongst yourself. What do you want? You tell me. And they came back. Of course, they were in tears. They came back and they said, Kitana Maharaj, you tell. And he was crying and he said, Prabhupada, please stay on with us. Tamalkash Maharaj, in another conversation, he said, Prabhupada, if you leave us, we'll fight and kill ourselves. Please don't leave us. Then Prabhupada says, okay, all right. Let me get up. Then they just supported him like this. It was a slight support and he got up. And he started eating. I think he ate one samosa or something. After 1 month, we know, after nirjal, one day nirjal, we cannot eat directly. We have to do so many things and then our appetite comes up. So that kind of freedom Krishna gives to his devotee, what Yamraj says, Nacha vayam, nacha vayaha prabhavama dande. I, Brahmaji, Lord Shiva, not even the time factor can punish them. That's so independent. This is why we need to set up our relationship back with Krishna. And now, how to set up our relationship? And then last part I'll take was on the spiritual platform. I won't take spiritual platform right now because it's too relishable. So I'll keep it for the end. Bilwa Mangal Thakur's pastime will take of spiritual relishment which Krishna gives to us when we set up our relationship with Krishna. Acha, there is a little difference between the relish which the five rasas get. The relish which is given by Krishna in the relationship with his devotee is of teasing the devotee. Krishna's one very good quality, very interesting quality, is he is Kautuki. Kautuki means he takes fun of his devotee. He likes to tease him and he is too irritating. And for the Dasya devotees, he is not that irritating. But for the Madhurya devotees, he is too irritating. But this irritation makes them love him more and more and more. And of course, when we were all children, when we were small children, our elder brothers or our father sometimes used to tease us, isn't it? They used to put chadar on us, the bed cloth, and then we'll suffocate and we'll become angry on him, and then he'll remove. Then he'll again put, then he'll remove. Then when he removes, we used to fight. We all have that experience? I at least have. Then we'll fight with him, and the father will show as if I'm too strong to beat him, and then he'll collapse. And then when everything is over, then he'll say, "Oh, shut up. Now sit down." So this same thing Krishna does with his devotees. So that we'll take later. But before that, the process of setting up our relationship. Prabhupada says, Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious or to become pure devotee is so simple that you will miss it. This is the exact statement. But why will we miss it? The process is so simple that we who are conditioned in this time and age to think, because of material science, study of material science, to think anything which is complex is good. Like rocket engineering is more complex than civil engineering. So rocket engineering is better than civil engineering. That's what our mentality is. Anything which is complex with complex formulas, theta, beta, gamma and all those things, oh yeah, this is good. And something which is given so simple, so easy, that's not worth. Or anything costly. Something coming from, in India at least, something coming from America, made in USA. A sweater made in USA, which will last only 1 year. But made in USA, I paid 5,000 rupees. It's good. But my mother made a sweater which lasted for last 20 years. But she made only, it costed only something like 500, 600 rupees. And my mother's design was not so good. So this is good. For that, such kind of people, anything which is given very complicated, something, somebody comes and says, you have to do, you have to touch your head on your knees and go upside down and then do these austerities and that austerity, learn Sanskrit, then you can understand Bhagavatam. What is this? Prabhupada only gave English. But without Sanskrit, you cannot go back to what? Where is the shloka intent? There is not one shloka in Bhagavatam which says by learning Sanskrit we go back to Godhead, or by having a very good vocal cord we go back to Godhead, or by playing mridanga we go back to Godhead. None of those. We go back to Godhead only when we unconditionally start loving Him. Whether He gives us a good vocal cord or not. Whether He makes me a big preacher or not. Whether He makes me another Prabhupada or not. I love Him unconditionally. Even if He makes me a pauper, I love Him. That takes us back to Godhead. Nothing else. But we have a tendency of complicating it. Prabhupada only gave us morning program, evening program, afternoon program, three aartis. Last lecture, I actually in question answer I said this, so I would like to cover this. Prabhupada in Jhansi, He made a bhakta program by mistake, because it was questions that I was going quite fast. So I said, Prabhupada made new bhakta program. No, Prabhupada's conception was not new bhakta, old bhakta. Prabhupada's conception was bhakta. Prabhupada said, this is bhakta program. One devotee said in one temple, he's from that temple. In that temple there was an Ishtagoshti and the president was sitting and he said, all devotees should come for Mangalarti. Once India devotee, he raised his hand. He said, I heard from a devotee in our ashram only. He said, this devotee said to the president, but Prabhuji, we don't need to come. We are senior devotees. Morning program, this programs are for new bhaktas. We are senior devotees. We don't need to come. So, Prabhupada's conception was not that. Prabhupada's conception was bhakta program. And that bhakta program, the new bhaktas will do it in a grudging mood, because the temple manager will throw me out of the temple, so I have to do it. As he grows up, he does it out of duty. Oh, Prabhupada has given me so much. My Guru Maharaj has given me, President has given me so much. I should go. And the advanced devotee will do it out of love, spontaneous love. This is what Nectar of Devotion talks about. Spontaneous love. The same thing we'll do as an unripened mango and a ripened mango. We'll start relishing. We'll come to the temple eagerly. As soon as we'll get time off from our bodily requirements, whatever we have to earn for the livelihood, as soon as that will give us time, we'll run to the temple. We'll be eager. We'll yearn to come to the temple and meet Krishna and not be negligent. Not be like those people who come inside from the Gaurantai gate and come here, they don't even see Gaurantai. They see here white-bodied devotees. Wow! This is, wow! I had to click photo of white-bodied devotee because I have not seen white bodies. We are all black bodies or grey bodies. So this is fascinating. And especially Matajis. So, and they are totally neglectful, especially of Gaurantai. Some people just pass by, I've seen, they just pass by like that, zoom. And they come into the kirtan and they're just clicking photos. We have to be conscious of Krishna. When we are in the kirtan, this is, I've spoken to some 24-hour kirtan devotees who are close to me, that when we are in kirtan, it's quite strange that we are chanting the holy names of the Lord and then we are not even looking at Him. Supposing, Rajvidya Prabhu. Supposing I'm calling Rajvidya Prabhu. Rajvidya Prabhu, Rajvidya Prabhu, and I'm not even looking at him. Rajvidya Prabhu, please, come here, please, give me a glass of water. How he'll feel? Indifference. Total indifference to the existence of Rajvidya Prabhu. Similarly, we are saying, we have to, Prabhupada many times says, we have to call out to Krishna. It's a call. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's not mere chant. It's a call to Krishna. Please, my Lord. Samsar dava nala lira loka. I'm on fire. Please protect me. And we are looking at the kirtan leader. And the mridang player. How nice. And mostly, how nice he's playing. I have to learn like that. I'm not even looking at him. This is negligence of Krishna. We are neglecting Him. And if we neglect Him, yayathamam prapradnante tam sadaiva bhajami. He will neglect us. And when He neglects us, it's very dangerous. Because when He neglects, the whole world, Prabhupada in one purport says, the whole world is neglecting Krishna. That's why He is neglecting them. And that's why they are suffering like hell. Negligence of Krishna will make us suffer. That's why we have to be conscious. And we have to be nirantar naam loye kar tulsi sevan or satatam kirtayantu maam. Actually, we should be just sitting in front of Krishna and chanting His holy names 24 hours a day. But since we have to eat, and the rule of material nature is, if you take something from material nature, you have to give something. If we have to eat, we have to do something. That's why. Otherwise, in the spiritual world, nobody has to do anything. And Krishna likes devotees to just look at Him and glorify Him and glorify Him and glorify Him. And Krishna does everything. That's what He told to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the last last times of his Leela, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a letter to Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur. And the letter was, the envelope was addressed to Bhaktivinoda Saraswati. But inside he wrote, to Sajjan Toshani. And he wrote, the first line he writes, oh dear Sajjan Toshani, please rest in peace. Sajjan Toshani was his main magazine for preaching. So he said, now I am stopping preaching. And why he said? He said, I went to Lord Jagannath and told him that people, I won't go into the details of this, but he told some complaints about his preaching and people taking to the Gaudiya philosophy but getting deviated, and then he got frustrated. Then Jagannath ordered me, he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath ordered me to go to be in Jagannath Puri, make a kutir and chant the holy names purely. Then I had an argument, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I had an argument with him. I said, oh, then who will preach? You have sent me to preach your glories. Who will preach? And Jagannath told me, do you think that my holy names are non-different from me? No, of course not. Then do you think my holy names cannot preach themselves or himself? Yes. So you go and chant the holy names purely and the holy name will preach himself. And referring to this, Prabhupada says, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur is chanting there, that's why the Krishna consciousness movement is becoming worldwide movement. Not because I am preaching. So this is what Krishna wants us to do. Krishna wants us to purely chant his holy names. And this program which Prabhupada gave, morning, afternoon and evening, in that Jhansi, he wrote Bhakta program. He says, this Bhakta, all devotees, it was not brahmacharis or grahasthas or nothing. All devotees, he says, who consider themselves to be a candidate to become a devotee, they are supposed to attend the temple program three times a day, three times aarti. Krishna should not be alone when aarti is going on. So all devotees, but this is three times a minimum. It will increase. When we go toward Krishna, one step, Prabhupada says, Krishna takes 10 steps. So if we start chanting, like sometimes I tell people, new people, that you start chanting at least one round. I start actually with four rounds. Then I say, not possible, then two, one, or nothing doing. Please get up in the morning and just say, not even one full mantra, just say, Hare Krishna, and go to your work. And evening, you just say, Hare Krishna, and go to sleep. And gradually, Krishna will take you over. Krishna has this tendency to just take over. He doesn't leave people alone. So this is the program which is given by Prabhupada, by which our relationship, which actually we severed from Krishna. Krishna has not broken his relationship with us. And that's why Prabhupada says, at any point in time, you can revive your relationship. It's like this. In one lecture, he says, if you want to become Krishna conscious, it's like this. But you have a causeless unwillingness to surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, it can be revived. And another place, Prabhupada says, one devotee was saying, Prabhupada, I have done this nonsense, that nonsense. Krishna must be very much disappointed with me. Prabhupada says, you are not so big that you can do something so grave that he gets disappointed. Just imagine a small ant trying to give trouble to a big elephant. Can it give? So we are not even ant in front of Krishna. The sun is 13,000 times, according to modern science, 13,000 times bigger than the earth. And what are we on earth? Size of the earth. And this sun is only an eye of Krishna. And that too of only Virat Roop. This Virat Roop is in one corner of the toenail of Krishna. So what is the insignificance of, what is the insignificant position of ours to trouble him? So with this in mind, we should just try to revive our relationship, taking the program of Prabhupada very seriously with no negligence of Krishna. And one purport recently I memorized, Prabhupada says, therefore, if we simply place ourselves at the lotus feet of Krishna, now, very important, by t- taking to Krishna consciousness and keeping ourselves always in touch with Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we will not have to take much trouble in preparing to return to the spiritual world. Here he says two things. He says taking to Krishna consciousness, he is differentiating, and chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, two different things. Prabhupada says many Mayavadis chant Hare Krishna, then Mayavad will increase. As we approach Krishna, Krishna will give us what desires we have. So with this, the last part, I'll take 2-3 minutes only. The last part, with what kind of desire we have to approach Krishna, is in one drama I saw on Srila Bilvamangal Thakur, very sweet drama. You all know Srila Bilvamangal Thakur got frustrated and then he came to Vrindavan, and while on the way, I won't go into any details, but Krishna made an arrangement that Bilvamangal Thakur will pluck his eyes by his own self. He plucked his eyes out of frustration. And then he came to Vrindavan and he was an old guy. He was sitting here with a lot of bhav for Krishna. He used to chant his glories, his holy names. And then Krishna, this is the last part, on the spiritual mellows which Krishna will give us. Though we will be blind, Krishna can give us this. Krishna, the small child Krishna, he used to come to Bilvamangal Thakur every day. And what he'll do? He'll play with him. This old fellow could not walk properly. And this Krishna will sit first, give him something to eat. This is a drama made by some devotees, long back I saw. Then, as he was eating, he'll take away the pot. He'll become angry. Then he'll start speaking to him. Sometimes he'll speak, sometimes he'll run away. Then Bilvamangal Thakur will become very anxious to catch him. And then he'll run after him. Krishna will run in his courtyard. He was so much enamored by Krishna's beautiful voice that he wanted to catch him and kiss him. But Krishna will never get caught. And this was irritating. And in that irritated mood, Bilvamangal Thakur actually wrote those prayers, which is called as Chaurashtakam. Vraje prasiddham navaneeta chauram. In that, the last two stanzas are very, very interesting. Do you all remember this? Can we sing this? Manmanase tamasarashi ghore. Okay, I'll just say the translation because the time is also. He says, Manmanase tamasarashi ghore kara gruhe dukkhamaye nibaddha. Now this is the vow, this is the eagerness. A battle with Krishna. Ajito jito jito spi asitais trilokyam. A devotee by his love can conquer over the unconquerable, invincible Krishna. And this is the vow which he says, O Krishna, you are running away from me, but now what I'll do? Manmana setam asarashi ghore. My heart, which is filled with ignorance, the darkness of ignorance, I'll catch you kara gruhe. In the prison of my heart, I'll catch you. Karagruhe dukkhmaye nibaddha. And in that, I'll bind you and I'll give you lot of suffering. The darkness of my heart will be suffering for you. Karagruhe dukkhmaye nibaddha. Labhaswahe chaura hare chiraya. Swachaure doshitum evadandam. I'll give you punishment for what? Because you have taken up, you are a thief and you have committed lot of theft of my treasures, my material treasures, which I always thought these are good for me. Krishna's one name is Hari. Hari means he takes away all our miseries. And what are our miseries? The material acquisitions, which we think are so much pleasure for us, actually they are the biggest cause of our miseries. Krishna takes them away. Krishna took away, Bilvamangal Thakur says, you took away my wealth, you took away my wife, you took away my children, you took away everything from me. And that's why I'm going to now punish you. Then he says, the last shloka is amazing. Kara gruhe vasa sada hridaye madiye mad bhakti pasha drud bandhana nishchayasan tam krishna he pralaya koti shatantarepi sarvasva chaur hridayan nahi mochayami. This is the eagerness. He pledges. He says, kara gruhe vasa sada hridaye madiye. Oh Krishna, now you have to sit in my heart. Why? Because mad bhakti pasha drud bandhana nishchalahasan. My bhakti, I'll cultivate such intense bhakti for you, nishchala bhakti, that you will have to get bound. This is the vow of a devotee. By the mercy of Krishna, we'll get that. This is the vow. And then Tom Krishna he pralaya koti shatantarepi. And for millenniums and millenniums, I'll keep you bound. I won't let you go away. Why? Because sarvasya chaur hridayan nahi mochayami. You have stolen everything from me. Now I'll steal you. Then I'll get everything. I'll be the richest person. And that's what the last shloka, the purport Prabhupada writes. Because Devaki Devi had given birth to Krishna, Devaki was the richest woman in the world. So we'll become richest by binding Krishna. While taking the process given by Prabhupada, you have to cultivate this eagerness, and then we can also one day bind Krishna. We won't become Yashoda, but we can become a pure devotee who is, for all practical purposes, as good as Yashoda Maiya. Binding Krishna in the core of our heart. Never forgetting Him, so never miserable, always happy. Happy. Krishnadas, Sada Bindas. Maya Das, Sadao Das. As soon as we are Krishna conscious, we are very happy, jolly. And as soon as Maya's influence comes, we are sad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any corrections? Any comments? Yes. Maharaj, any corrections?
Thank you, Krishna. From the beginning of the class, you spoke that Sanskrit is not a spiritual language. So it is a language of the universe. So it is not so better. So what is the spiritual language?
Actually, spiritual language, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, is the language of the heart. So they may speak. Now, try to understand this. Can I say? I understood your point. They may be speaking in Sanskrit, Hindi, Braj Bhasha, everything. But that's not the language which is...
Why then Vyasadeva, he wrote all the books in Sanskrit only? Why not in English?
Because... This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's reply to the English devotees who came from England. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was preaching in such high English. He used such words that the English people of those days could not understand his English. Then one English professor, or I don't know who, he asked, oh Maharaj, why you are using such lofty language? We also cannot understand. So Bhaktivinoda Saraswati said, the language which I am wanting to use for... The language which I am wanting to use for describing that love, your English, the current English is not at all sufficient. So I have to use that old English. So these, when Vyasadeva wrote, he used the best material language to express it. No, I don't know.
That means you have to listen to us, Sanskrit?
No.
Yes, it's proofs.
Okay. What can I say? Yes.
If you become advanced and you take directions from the Super Soul, the Super Soul speaks to you in a language that you can understand. He speaks to you in Hindi, or in my case, in English. So therefore, the conveyance of the message is understood through the heart.
I'm sorry if I offended anyone or Prabhuji. If just a minute, just with that, I mean, I don't want any argument on that. But I'm just sorry. And I'm not taking my words back because most devotees understood what I meant to say. But I don't want to offend your heart, Prabhu. I am not against Sanskrit. Please believe me. I swear by that. That's what means. I swear by God, or I swear by my own life, that I am not hateful of Sanskrit, please. And just to prove that, before coming to ISKCON, actually I was trying to learn Sanskrit, and some devotees convinced me, why you are wasting your time just studying this.
Well, I totally agree with your point about the language, but it's a medium to express feelings, that's fine.
If it can be short, Prabhu, because
this
yeah, of course. I'm saying that's why I told that pastime of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, saying that your English is insufficient to express even Sanskrit thing. English, of course, again, no offense to English speaking devotees, or English, I am not hateful of English also. I was hateful, I am not. But English is a very coarse language. That's what. I think, Prabhu, I think we are on the same.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.